I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. More often than not, as the children of God, or after being born again, we'll experience rejection. We'll experience lot of rejection from our acquaintance, from our friends, and we'll wonder why something like this will happen to us after we've just accepted as our Lord. The reason is that the world never accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah. So, in context, tonight I want us to talk about the rejection of Jesus Christ. Let's read together from the book of Isaiah 53, verse 3 to 5. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised. We held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our own iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. By his wounds we are healed. Dear beloved, the education or the lesson that we're getting out of this book of Prophet Isaiah is that this was a premonition and a sneak preview of what kind of life our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will lead. He led an oversimplified life, yet he was rejected. Although he was a co-equal to God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, the world never accepted him. They rejected him with vehemence. So, in the beginning of his ministry, let me start by saying, when he was born, the Magi from the east saw his star rising. So they went to Herod and say, we are looking for the new king of Jews, and we are here to worship him. That actually incensed and offended Herod, King Herod, because King Herod said to them, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too I may go and worship him. This was a subtle and angry statement from King Herod. Here he was hiding his anger. Because when you read the word of God further on Matthew, it says when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi. He was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and in its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. So Herod was threatened. Herod was offended and incensed. So the rejection of our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't end there. He met so many rejection or moments of rejection throughout his life and throughout his ministry. When we paraphrase from Matthew 12, verse 22 up to 24, Jesus, they brought a man who was demon possessed to Jesus Christ. The man was blind and dumb, or blind and mute. Jesus Christ healed him so that he could both talk and see. Instead of the high priest and the teachers of the law appreciating this ministry of deliverance that was never seen before in the land of the Jews, the Pharisees, when they had this, they said, "It's only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Now, they were rejecting his authentic deliverance ministry. They said, "It's by the prince of demons that this man could drive demons." So now, here, the Pharisees, they are also presenting us with two scenarios that in the kingdom of darkness, false miracles do exist. On the other hand, they were rejecting the authentic miracle that comes from the kingdom of God through our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now, the rejection of Christ led the high priest and the teachers of the law to sit down and plot a case against Jesus Christ. They needed a legal right or a logos stand that they could use to accuse Christ before Pontius Pilate so that they can get rid of this man who was now doing things in the name of God and calling himself the Son of God. That was considered a blasphemy by the scholars of Judaism and the high priest of the Jews. Now, this is how much we learned about the rejection of Christ. Now, as the followers and believers of Christ, equally significant, we must also expect the very same treatment from the world. They rejected our Messiah. They will still reject us. They will still blaspheme us. They will still blaspheme the name of the Lord. But what is important is for us to remain steadfast. The interesting fact is that, as I conclude, today we have people who occupy public platforms as teachers and preachers in their own churches, yet they are anti-Christ. They despise him, they reject him, yet they mislead their followers by calling themselves the Messiahs, which is a total fallacy. But we were warned about this kind of activities by Christ himself on Matthew 24. So, rejection, beloved, should not deter us from remaining steadfast in our cause as the followers of Christ. Let us pray. Father, we come before your throne of grace, grateful for making your Son, Jesus Christ, a sin offering for the remission of our sins, in order for us to be reconciled with you. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to be counted amongst your chosen ones. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We will be making more episodes, and then you can like and download our podcast on the link that I'll be sharing. Thank you very much for listening. Have a splendid evening.